producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at this disgusting headline from Politico. Bush has gave Clinton's heads up. That's from Politico. That's Drudge's headline linking into it. God almighty. You know, earlier we came in with that Rolling Stones song, Shattered, and you notice I let it roll about 40 seconds. It's because I was trying to control myself. This is not an act when I blow up on air, and I probably just need to probably leave today. I got Al Jorgensen coming up for ministry, though, and I can't sit here and just act normal while this is going on. And I looked at that headline, Infowars.com, and I know I've seen all the documents. It's public. It's admitted that the EU was a Nazi plan. But the Nazis themselves were just a globalist plan. They were set up to blow up Europe, bringing in an EU model, so that then the British Empire could come in and take it over. That's what Bilderberg was all about. And that's Bilderberg attendees, like Helmut Schmidt, German chancellor, that wrote books. I mean, I read the books written by them. This is not my opinion. Do you understand that? And all we've got is a bunch of idiotic fight with the cops, black on white, white on black. I'm going to throw up with that top Spanish news anchor lecturing everyone, how dare you don't open the borders up to Latin America. How dare you don't give us everything in Latin America. It's just all over the top. Just all over the top. I'm glad Mark Dice is coming up, because I had him on for like 10 minutes last week, and I wanted to get him back up about his book for a whole hour this week. And then he happens to be coming on today when he's got a new video out. All I know is I'm just normal. It's normal for any mammal seeing an orchestrated takeover attack to be upset. But see, the average person is like an animal that can't look over the horizon and only responds to what they see directly in front of them. And the globalists have moved so slowly with institutional systems that the average person can't see it and has been acclimated to it. But my God, when you read the books written by them 50 years ago and we're living it today, and then you read the book they wrote 30 years ago and you see what they're going to do next, and then you read what they said a week ago, and I mean, if they get the next phases in, man, I don't know what to say to people anymore. And then so many people go, yeah, you're right about this, but we're not going to stop it. I'm just going to have a good time. They don't even care about their wives, their children, nobody. And so, you know what? You do deserve to die. Not at my hands. I'm saying you've rolled over. You forfeited yourself. You want to be destroyed. And metaphysically, the New World Order needed you to have that opinion before they could defeat you. But here's a newsflash. My spirit, my soul, call it resistant, immune, whatever you want to this stuff, just cries out and burns to fight this. I hate myself that I can't figure out the levers to move the world faster. I hate myself that I'm not strong enough and focused enough to be able to just come up with ways to just hit the zeitgeist and smash the enemy. I know we've already had a big effect, but I just cannot stand these people in the way of humanity, in the way of progress, in the way of honor, in the way of strength. They just have no idea how good it is to be honorable. I can pick up on the wavelength, the spirit of evil, people that are into it. I just see them, and then they're all crazed and because they hate everybody. And I just can't believe we're going to turn the world over to these people. Just can't believe that the lowest scum on the earth that would shutter the windows of perception would be given power over the planet. But that's the way it is. The God of this world will be given the kingdom for but a day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Virtues and wisdom. So we have even right there.
Excuse me.
Decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
The social engineers of the planet gain control of central banking and the issuance of currency and credit. Once they have that, they have everything else. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us in the second hour. We're going to Mark Dice, best-selling author, media analyst, here in just a moment. He joined us last week. I want to get in for most of an hour this week. Inside the Illuminati is his new book. Bring into some of the secrets of the Illuminati with him here today. And also his latest video that we aired last hour, where 80%+ of the people in California he talked to want to ban the Bill of Rights for Obama. And we should just, quote, trust him and do whatever he says. Kind of a repeat of Britney Spears saying that about George W. Bush. So he's joining us in a moment. Private interests have used our open society against us. We were built and designed to face a British threat or a, quote, native savage threat, if you use the parlance of the time. I'm not calling them savages. I'm using the parlance of the time, the nomenclature of the time. or the Spanish threat from Spain fighting over Florida, or the French threat, or the Nazi threat, than the Russian threat. But what about suits and ties and corporate systems and corporate boards and maritime law, administrative law? Already 83%, this is in the BBC, of British laws are made by the EU, though they're not allowed to vote on that. That's how we've been conquered. And the average person cares about football stars and movie stars. You don't have the People magazine of politics or really exposing bad guys. Why, we hear in the news today that Hillary's pro-gun and wants to shut down the border. Of course, she's the total engineer of most of what we see. That she doesn't know if she likes Obamacare now. This is what she tried to pass back in 92, 93, 94. Actually, 94. This is all just the mind control they engage in because people don't seem to have long-term memories. It's very, very frightening to see this unfolding. We're having our borders usurped, our sovereignty usurped. The news is announcing our kids belong to the state. We're being bankrupted. While the feds themselves, occupied by the globalist bureaucrats, are preparing the police and the military for war with the American people. We couldn't be in more dire straits. There's an article out criticizing Ron Paul, Rand Paul via Ron Paul, that, oh, he wants secession, he's crazy cookie. Actually, we have the speech recorded from Saturday. Our reporter was there, and we interviewed Ron Paul. That'll be up in the next hour or so at InfoWars.com. He actually didn't endorse secession. He just talked about secession. But it just shows the type of disinformation that's out there. Daddy issues are Ron Paul's hardcore stance, a problem for son's presidential bid. That's just some of the news we have. Look at this. Flashback. Drudge has it. We should do a story on this. Flashback. The New York Times had an article called The End of Snow. I remember covering this a few years ago. Well, guess what's going on today? See, there's the original article, The End of Snow, from February of last year. Talk about asinine. Talk about ridiculous. But then up above it, record snow. Governor vows subways will not close. The mayor says could be the biggest in history. Al Gore said the ice caps would be melted north and south by 2013. They are the biggest ever recorded. This winter, and the winter last, most of the northern passages that are used for shipping to get from the U.S. or Russia to Asia quicker, it's like a third the distance. Instead of having to go down around the Horn of Africa or the Horn of South America, because it'd be the Cape or the Horn, depending on which one you talked about, they haven't been able to use that. Even the icebreakers can't make it through there. Doesn't matter. Al Gore's still everywhere saying that penguins can't swim. Polar bears are dying. It's just total crud. But they say every scientist agrees, and Congress voted, the Senate, 98-1 last week, that man-made global warming's real. In a crushing blow, Republicans cave in and admit the science is overwhelming. 98% vote. Every Republican but one votes with the Democrats in the Senate, with one abstention. I knew those headlines were coming, and there they were. It's the debate's over, man-made global warming's real. They tagged it on to the Keystone Pipeline vote and said, admit climate change is real. Well, of course, climate change is happening all the time. That's the only thing that is constant, change. And Inhofe comes out and says, oh, we made fun of them. Yeah, because the language was written where we could vote for it, because of course change is happening. Oh, really? See, those are the little games they play, and they're playing them on people like this. Let's go ahead and play a little bit of Mark Dice's video again. I won't play the whole thing. The whole thing's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Meet the people who want Obama to repeal the Bill of Rights. These are the people that really believe the polar bear population is near extinction when it's five times what it was in 1956. Here it is.
As you probably saw in the news, both the Republicans and the Democrats have united bipartisan effort to support Obama's plan to repeal the Bill of Rights to make sure that ISIS doesn't come and attack us on the homeland. Should we as a people get behind that bipartisan effort to repeal the Bill of Rights?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To make sure that we're safe.
Absolutely. Of course.
They're in a little
bit. Let's go back to the second guy, the really creepy one, if you can. Cue that up. Because I don't have time to play the whole 5-minute video. And again, I want to explain something. We've been to the same pier and done the same thing with Mark. We've gone to the trendy areas in Austin, the Hike and Bike Bridge, and UT, and they're even dumber. They call for killing children up to age 3 if the parents want to. Post-birth abortions. And then they have a whole bunch of national publications and local newspapers say that we basically lied and that didn't tell people what was on the petition. Bull. 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 This is who you are, okay? This is who you are. Here's that clip of the really creepy guy.
He has announced that he's going to repeal the Bill of Rights to help make sure that we can keep everybody safe here in the homeland. Is that the right decision? Should we get behind Obama to make sure that the ISIS threat doesn't rear its head here in America?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, end of day. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, absolutely. I mean, Obama probably knows he's in a best position to know if we should repeal the Bill of Rights to keep everybody
safe. So. Right. You would hope so. Right.
Okay.
Right. Wish I can give you more, but
knows what's best. That's whatever.
I wouldn't say necessarily he knows what's best, but I think he's depending on an awful lot of people that
he's got some insider information.
Help him make the best decisions. Right.
But that's enough.
Sometimes they might seem so. From
see, this is the fake intellectual argument. I run people all the time. They're lazy. This guy watches SportsCenter all day, and then he goes to work at his IRS job or his FBI job. I mean, that guy's a fit. I'll bet my pinky. Let's do a search. I mean, I'm here to tell you. Might even be in an intelligence agency. They go and put out their fake intelligence. They go out and do their little compartmentalized deal. They're yes men. They go to the top. And anyone that they argue with, they just go, oh, I'm sure there's experts that know more than you. And then that trumps you. Just, oh, you know what, buddy? You didn't know that there hadn't been a call to repeal the Bill of Rights. They've just been doing it by piecemeal and doing it by fiat, by conquest. But remember, when they shut off the nuke in this country, let's play that clip. Prisoner who escaped ISIS captivity tells NBC they want something bigger than 9/11. When they shut off the nuke in Dallas, Cincinnati, Chicago, Denver, Council on Foreign Relations said that that's what they believe will be hit. They'd like to let everybody know who did the hitting. It's a little open brag, kind of like leaving the ace of spades when you carry out a knob. And I think they'll probably hit where they said, you know. Let's go ahead. And once they hit us, can you imagine the sheeple? They'll be begging for anything. Let's go to that clip.
Did the ISIS fighters seem worried by the U.S. bombing campaign?
No. He was happy about it.
Because he says being attacked by the U.S. meant that they were now just as important as that old American enemy, Al-Qaeda.
They want to be more better than Al-Qaeda, Islamic State. This is why they need to do something more brutal than the World Trade Center.
When you saw the attack in Paris, what did you think?
What they are is a group of idiots being funded by the West on record and allowed to operate, and they just had a name change. Their leaders are Western intelligence assets. That's on record. And then now they're getting you ready for another attack in the U.S. Mark Dice, we're going to break in a moment. Appreciate you joining us. I'm going to skip this network break right now just to give you more time because I got you on late. You're not out there because I've talked to you off air a lot and we've talked on air about this, but I'm not putting words in your mouth. But I want you to elaborate. I don't take pleasure. You don't take pleasure in how systematically evil and dumb the public is. Because it's evil to be that dumb.
When I started this series and the petition series a few years ago, the intent wasn't to actually get people to sign the petition. I never really thought that they would sign these petitions or agree with these insane claims that I was making, the Obama repealing the Bill of Rights idea. My idea was to actually get them to argue with me how crazy it was as I pretended to be a typical brainwashed Obama supporter. And I was stunned to find that the vast majority of the people were agreeing to the insane ideas. And so this is sort of a spinoff of my Obama petition to repeal the Bill of Rights that you saw a few years ago that you had on InfoWars. And so this one, I wanted to actually get the people's reaction. So for the audience, for the radio audience, they can't see, but I'm wearing an Obama t-shirt in the video. And it's clearly not edited in any sort of deceptive way. You can see that I'm mentioning repeal the Bill of Rights multiple times, two or three different times in the same conversation. So this isn't some Daily Show style editing trick where they're answering a different question. You can see the unedited footage where I'm mentioning it multiple times and reminding them. And this just goes to show that since I'm holding a microphone, it's a symbol of authority, it's a symbol of power, and I'm stating that Obama has done this, which, I mean, essentially he has, really. So, I mean, that's not really even a joke.
It's not really deception. You're just overstating it to illustrate it.
But the part of the point is that not only the public just so dumbed down they'll go along with anything, but this also demonstrates, as you know, as much of this audience knows, that when somebody who's in a position of power or authority with the symbols of power, the microphone, a wireless microphone, a very big symbol of power, an expensive piece of equipment, and an Obama shirt, and they're just mindlessly agreeing, and you can just see me nodding my head like a bobblehead, and they just follow right along to get into rapport with me. Very scary. This just goes to show why Obama can get on the television, or Bush. You know, a lot of people get trapped into the, they'll start cross-complaining and start pointing out what the opposing political party has done, or they've done a similar thing. And yes, they have. This would go very similarly along both lines, but the liberals and the Obama supporters overwhelmingly tend to be much more dumb.
Sure, you know, I've been nonpartisan forever, but let's face it, hardcore liberals are the dumbest, most mindless people. I mean, my dog is smarter than them. I mean, these people really are helpless victims, and they've been raised from birth in a trance state with television to be highly suggestible. Top magicians who are, you know, old have been on record saying that 50 years ago, they might find one person out of 20 that was highly suggestible. Now half the crowd, when they do the sampling before a show, are highly suggestible. These people are in a trance.
Yeah, and like I said, when I first started these series, I never thought that people would actually be agreeing. I thought it would be funny to have them argue and get angry with me as I pretended to be the, you know, fringe lunatic Obama-supporting zealot. But it was completely opposite of what I thought, and the vast majority of the people go right along with it. And you can see some of the people in the video, they didn't support it, but they just didn't know. And I'm sorry,
well,
but
it's just
don't.
As bad. I mean, that's just as bad. They don't know what the Bill of Rights is or what the word repeal is, but I guarantee you that they know what American Idol is or how to apply lipstick or how to be, say, I'm a feminist. I bet you money that woman that we just had on screen, I guarantee you she'd go, I'm a feminist. I like Hillary. Well, what's wrong with Hillary? It's just this vapid, not even shallow. It's beyond shallow. I mean, these people just have nothing inside their heads.
And this goes to show, too, a bigger issue, how, and we can get into it later in the next segment, the Illuminati sort of emanating and becoming a part of pop culture, and the vast majority of Americans now, instead of despising them as being the criminal puppet masters behind the false flag, war-starting provocateur events and the crashing the economy and pulling the strings behind the Federal Reserve, et cetera, the vast majority of the people now see them as attractive and want to be a part of that power structure.
As a party group, you want to get involved in with all the movie stars and hip-hop and rock stars talking about it. And that was a plan. If you go back to professional wrestling, right after George Herbert Walker Bush gave his New World Order speeches, there was a big opposition to global government. They came out with Hulk Hogan and the New World Order, and they would make similar statements. And then I would get calls almost every broadcast going, you got that from the WWE or the WWF. And it just shows exactly what you're talking about, how they take something and make it pop. So now when I talk about, you know, chemtrails or something, they'll say, oh, that's in a Hollywood movie. It's the same. Or oh, in Winter Soldier, Captain America fights Nazis that infiltrated the government. So, see, Operation Paperclip doesn't matter now because we just made it up from Captain America.
The Illuminati and the New World Order have gotten so whitewashed that the average American just has no idea, or the people who would be able to comprehend it have seen so many of the lunatic fringe conspiracy theories that people have tweeted out and posted that they just dismiss any idea, having just seen a bunch of Illuminati idiocy.
Sunstein said 7 years ago that was the plan, to promote and finance and push mentally ill, but also operatives, to trigger schizophrenics and others to believe the moon's made out of cheese, that you're a movie star, double identity, that I'm Bill Hicks, so that they flood everything with so much mental illness they can then point at that.
some people are so paranoid. I was reading in the comments of my video that some people or some person thought that the people in the video were fake and they were actors from my Freemasonic lodge. I'm not a Freemason whatsoever, but they just thought that this was all staged and these are actors from my Masonic brotherhood. And even if that were true, they wouldn't do it because the point of the video, as 99% of your audience and people who see it know, is to illustrate the absolute ignorant state of America to spark a thought process so that people will go and look up
Bill of Rights. Sure, but I mean, what's going on here? This is like a medical test we've done. You've got the mainline dumbed-down people that, in previous videos, yeah, let's put the gun owners in forced labor camps. Yeah, I agree with you. They're a big problem. Let's arrest them all. I mean, these are real people you're talking to. So you've got that extreme of yes men to the system. You've got us in the middle that historically are questioning big government, exposing government drug dealing, the private Federal Reserve. There's videos out of our troops fighting the Russians in Ukraine. We told you that was happening. Hell, the CIA admitted it 6 months ago. And then you've got the extreme of people that know they don't believe the government, but now they don't believe anything because they never had a rudder. They never had a belief. They don't have any core destiny. So all they can do then is kind of try to make up their own reality. That's what we get accused of. We're trying to find the real reality, not make up a reality. But you can't blame those that have just come out of the Matrix. They see the social engineers with Karl Rove saying, we control history, we're history's actors, we control reality, whatever we say it is goes. So, of course, the schizophrenics and others that are coming out of the Matrix, they're going to then emulate what they saw from the top, believing that it's a, I guess, mumbo-jumbo magic where you just make things up.
It just goes to show how detached people have become from reality, so distrustful, so paranoid that they don't know what to believe, and they believe nothing, in a sense. You know, I mean, you have for years sent out a pocket constitution with any order from Infowars.com, showing that you care about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Everybody who doesn't have one should get one, read them. It's just that, you know, the first 10 amendments in the, is the Bill of Rights, basically. A simple 10 restrictions against a tyrannical government. Anybody could memorize them within a matter of minutes or after a few repetitions. But this has been supplanted, the importance of such issues, by the World Wrestling Entertainment now has had an outcome that the fans don't like. And now everybody's boycotting and threatening to cancel their WWE subscription. The deflated footballs is really the biggest conspiracy and the cover-up.
Oh, that's right. They always, you know, George Orwell wrote in 1984, as an allegory, real stuff he'd seen in England, how they would fight all day about the local lotteries and had all these complex systems and could remember all these amazing numbers. And he's looking at the proles saying, what if they would take that energy and put it into understanding how the world worked? They'd be financially successful. We'd have a free society. But you can't get them to stop caring about fake lotteries, gambling, Deflategate, or the WWE. You can't get them to do it, Mark.
The television teaches them. The television tells them what is the number one story. I mean, when you have the NFL commissioner and the quarterbacks breaking into live press conferences on all the major networks, that's what the American public believe is the number one story. And it's incredible how everybody was talking about and still talking about the deflated footballs, Deflategate. But if people actually cared as much or even partially about actual cover-ups, actual conspiracies, we wouldn't be this far down Niagara Falls.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. When we come back, I want you to give a brief history of the Illuminati. That's mainline history. Then when you get into the secrets that are in your book, Inside the Illuminati, available at Amazon.com, MarkDice.com, and some bookstores. We intend to carry it at InfoWarsStore.com. Haven't set that up yet. Mark Dice is our guest. We're going to come right back to him here in just a moment. But specifically, as we go to break, speaking to the listeners out there, I will give you my football conspiracy, and it's from watching them carefully. A few years ago, you had like 10 minutes of the power outage, which gave them 10 more minutes of people totally paying attention as they went to commercial and came back. We're talking $50, $60, $70 million more profit. You better believe that was staged. You better believe that when they bring up a Deflategate, that they know they're not going to punish the Patriots. That's a way to get more attention to the Super Bowl coming up. This is nothing but drama, nothing but stunts. Just like we predicted, it turned out to be true, that it was an inside job at Sony and that North Korea, who couldn't tie their shoelaces, had not hacked them. That all came out later. mean, you just learn how the enemy operates, and 9 times out of 10, you can predict it. I'm going to get Mark Dice's take on that. Does he think this is an NFL conspiracy themselves claiming the balls were deflated? Straight ahead. Because it's so important, isn't it? As Obama announces in the State of the Union plans to steal your education 401ks, that's not important, though. Deflategate is. Did he deflate those
balls?
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Listen, baby.
He aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby.
Listen, baby.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley.
Listen to how beautiful those voices are.
Wild enough, baby.
Humans are crud. Humans are beautiful. Have we lost our soul?
I'll be there in a hurry.
Have we lost our will?
Oh, baby,
I'm not buying into Al Gore and the New World Order who want to live like kings at our expense, telling us we're crap, trying to get us to hate our survival instinct, trying to get us to be a bunch of self-destructive trash. Crank this song up.
The mother day, I set you free. I told you you could always count on me, darling.
Super short, but human life goes on. We don't let the globalists irrevocably destroy the species. Let them vandalize our genetic code as they're doing right now to species across the planet.
Oh.
We're resilient. We've got to have the will. I want Mark to really get into his book now. I want to get him on for a full hour about the book, but we got off into all the brainwashing and things that are going on. Then Al Jorgensen, the ministry legend, is going to be joining us. That should be a wild interview coming up. They're in there testing his video Skype right now. If you're a radio listener, you can always go to Infowars.com/show and find the free video feed and pass that on to friends and family. Imagine the power of that. That's all you got to do is take the free video feed, the free podcast feed and things like that, the free iPhone or Droid app link, and send it to friends and family. Or sign off on your emails. Defend human liberty. Stop the tyranny. Infowars.com. The resistance can prevail. But you got to get that spirit. You got to decide you're not going to roll over and die. That's what they want you to do so they can inherit the earth. No! No, 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 no. You got to find your will. Now, we're running a special on ancient defense, and it was my goal going back about a year ago, as we'd already developed a few products for InfowarsLife.com that were still competitively priced, very competitively priced, in fact, way under their competition, but the ingredients are so proprietary, in some cases so expensive, that, you're talking $45 for Super Male Vitality. And it's just because the ingredients are cold pressed, they're so concentrated, it's similar to testosterone booster type stuff, does more than that, but it was like $100, but still, I wanted to be less than that. And I wanted an herbal immunity with all the well-known herbs and extracts that have been proven safe and effective for thousands of years and that have been known to massively boost the immune system and just give you more energy, you name it. And that's what's in the Ancient Defense Herbal Booster. And it's got a whole bunch of stuff that's in major studies. We covered it last week to boost your immune system, so many other things. And it's $14.95. It's normally $19.95. Leading competitors are basically double that with similar formulas. This is super high quality, organic. You can get two bottles of the X2 Nation Iodine right now and get a free bottle of Ancient Defense. Or get a bottle for $14.95. You cannot get a better deal on any dietary supplement out there, in my view. This is really a cut above the rest. It's what I give myself, my children, and we haven't gotten the flu or gotten sick yet. Had a little bit of allergies, but that's basically been it. So InfowarsLife.com, find the Ancient Defense. It's part of the right side line we're going to come out that is the discount line, but still incredible quality. It's just everything in that line we intend to be below or at $20. We're also coming out with oil of oregano that just came in this week. And I don't like dripping it in my mouth, so I like to take it as a caplet. There's 60 caplets in here, and it is available for just $19.95 normally. Leading competitors with 60 caplets of similar types, $29.95, just give you an example. We're trying to discount it. And it is the best type. There's a whole bunch of different oregano plants, but this is the original Mediterranean oregano. We've got the Latin there, Oregnium vulgare. And so there you go, which is the raw oregano, pure oregano, and it's powerful, and the things it does for immune system, your guts, is just unprecedented. And it's $19.95 at InfowarsLife.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And that's how you fund this independent organization. And if you just try the products, I believe you'll come back and get more because they're the top of the line, the best that are out there. Thank you so much, all of you, for your support. Okay, I want to get into inside the Illuminati. You know, they talk about the occult. That just simply means hidden. And the Illuminati came around in the 1775 or so, promising to fight the corruption of the church and the royalty. They got the best people to join them, believing that they were fighting in a conspiracy of liberty. But we got the Illuminati documents you're about to talk about. And the truth was, it was an even more evil plan, not to bring liberty, but to bring the ultimate tyranny. And you've read a lot of books about it. You've written a lot of books about it. You've republished old manuscripts on it, like proofs of this conspiracy that includes, you know, some of the transcripts of federal trials on the matter. This has been proven. So get into proofs of this conspiracy in your new book, Inside the Illuminati, Mark Dice.
Yeah, and then we can get into how it sort of morphed into this mysterious pop culture phenomenon. But back in the late 1700s, a law professor, Adam Weishaupt, at Ingolstadt University, started the Illuminati, which was originally called the Perfectibilists. Illuminati, of course, means the enlightened ones. As you said, supposedly to help fight the tyranny of the Catholic Church, which nobody can doubt was and continues to be extremely tyrannical, particularly back then. But what's interesting about Weishaupt, instead of being like the founding fathers in wanting to establish a free democracy or a republic with equal rights and personal liberties, he basically wanted to replace the power of the Catholic Church. And through deception, he spread the Illuminati, infiltrated into Freemasonry, spread around, you can track it, as I do in the book, to the various modern secret societies like the Skull and Bones Society, the Bohemian Grove, the Bilderberg Group, etc. And the original writings, multiple stashes of them, were discovered by former members. An individual named Joseph Utschneider came forward in 1784 to the Duchess, to the Duke of Bavaria's sister-in-law, and gave him some of the information. They raided some individuals' houses, found some of the actual writings, published them in German, and you can get them today in my book, Inside the Illuminati, in English. Some individuals back then, John Robison in Proofs of a Conspiracy, other individuals, Seth Payson in his Proof of the Illuminati, published English translations. And when you read them, it's an exact blueprint of the tyrannical power structure that we're seeing today. So unlike the founding fathers of America who put out their grievances, who listed them and listed what they wanted, signed their names to it and sent it over to the king, or like Martin Luther, 250 years before Adam Weishaupt in 1517.
He nailed it on the door.
He listed his grievances with the Catholic Church and publicly nailed it on the door, risking his own life and liberty. So Weishaupt, a lawyer, we all know the reputation that lawyers have, the chair of the university over there, the law department, spread his Illuminati through various cells, through deception. We have individuals that when they started to find out that it wasn't just for a free society to spread personal liberty, that he basically was acting as inspired by the tyrannical Jesuits using their methodology of the ends justifies the means. People defected. There were court hearings. And if you read some of the writings, which are over 200 years old, it's incredible how they ring so true today, talking about taking over the government, using the media, which the media at that time, obviously, there was no radio or television, but it was newspapers and books. And a lot of people actually read books back then, as you know. So there were reading clubs and reading societies. I mean, here's a quote actually from Adam Weishaupt's own pen where he says, by establishing reading societies and subscription libraries and taking these under our direction and supplying them through our labors, we may turn the public mind which way we will, meaning which way we want. He goes on to say that in like manner, we must obtain influence in the military academies, the printing houses, bookseller shops, and in short, all offices which have in any effect either in informing or managing and directing the mind of men. One of them goes on to say that we will get all the literary journals. We will take care by our carefully timed pieces, meaning articles, to make the citizens and the princes a little more noticed for their certain little slips, meaning to highlight some of the issues when they speak about something that they disagree with. More notice for their certain little slips, of course, to reinforce anything that the officials have said that can be used against them. It's just incredible to see the blueprint and the actual connections. People will go to Wikipedia as their number one source of information, which says that the Illuminati was discovered, which they were, when there were trials and people were arrested, and there were edicts, which was a decree of law.
Well, it all started when one of the couriers got struck by lightning and they found some of the documents.
Yes, on his person, one of Weishaupt's good friends was killed, and some writings were found in a secret pocket. But that's just one of the stashes of writings. So even people who doubt that, there were actual two other main sources of the documents that were discovered after police raided individuals' houses after being tipped off by Joseph Utschneider, former member. But one of the major points, people go to Wikipedia as the number one source of information, which says, well, the Illuminati were discovered and they were just stamped out and they ceased to exist after 1787. failing to take into mind that in 1790, 3 years later, the Duke of Bavaria issued his fourth edict, which means a statement of law, denouncing the Illuminati and saying that they continued to exist, they continued to spread. Obviously, they infiltrated Freemasonry, which is admitted by Freemasons. Albert Mackey, who wrote one of the most popular Freemason books about the symbols of Masonry, the lexicon of Freemasonry, admits, and all Masonic scholars do, that Weishaupt infiltrated Freemasonry in one of the biggest international conferences in 1786. And
let's expand on that, because George Washington, not just the Duke of Bavaria, decried them in a whole bunch of letters that we've shown here on air at the Library of Congress. He was one of the top Masons in the U.S., and he said they're using the Masonic halls to take over. These people want total overthrow of order and themselves as gods. They must be stopped. And I say that because I'm sick of people telling me George Washington was part of the Illuminati. Thomas Jefferson was. Benjamin Franklin was when he went to France, because they believed it was the Society of Liberty. Once they found out it wasn't, they turned against it. Now, that's what the real history shows, even though it's not popularized or put out there. So I just want to point that out. I'm not saying they were perfect either. But George Washington, actually, after he was president, wrote a bunch of letters and spoke out against them.
Yeah, and you can read those right on the Library of Congress in the George Washington archives in his 1790s letters, well after the Illuminati was supposedly stamped out. He did write that they were infiltrating lodges in America. And he makes it clear that he didn't think that all the lodges were a part of it, but they were using the lodges to spread their information. It's a perfect cover. And the man who took over the Illuminati after Adam Weishaupt, the man named J.J.C. Bode, who was a publisher, again, a propagandist, he was basically the second in command and then rose to the top ranks after Weishaupt fled Bavaria once he was discovered. In his own journal, he wrote that he traveled to France shortly before the French Revolution and met with his Masonic brothers and introduced the Illuminati to them and changed it to the name of the Philadelphs. So it doesn't matter what name it is. When people say, well, is it really the Illuminati? What's it called? Is it the Brotherhood, the mystery schools? It doesn't really matter what they're called. It's sort of like the Italian mafia. Didn't really have a name. Doesn't really have a name. La Cosa Nostra, this thing of ours, they don't need to call up each other and say, hey, we have an Illuminati meeting. They know, hey, we have to do our thing, our goal. It's really an agenda more than a conspiracy. But if you really take the time, as I've done to, and if you've done, some others have, to separate the facts from the fiction, to clear up this terribly muddied water now with everybody thinking everything's connected to the Illuminati, you can really get down to the core documentation to verify it.
Sure, let's break some of that down, because then in 1832 you have this trust set up out of Germany and England to set up Skull and Bones to take over the dominant college at the time. Then it is declassified, sets up the CIA in 47 out of its members, and gets the National Security Act passed. So you have the Illuminati creating secret shadow government in 1947, peopled by Skull and Bones and British intelligence.
And again, we're not just saying that Skull and Bones was created by the Illuminati. We can get down to the specific details, to the evidence verifying this.
One of the founders,
William Huntington Russell, traveled to Germany, the hotbed of the Illuminati activity, just before returning in 1832 and starting Skull and Bones. Some people might say that that's conjecture, but there was actually a break-in into the Skull and Bones headquarters, to their clubhouse called the Tomb, in 1876 by some fellow students who literally used a crowbar and a file to break into the place in the middle of the night. Obviously, this is before security systems and alarms, and wrote a newsletter and printed it up and spread it around campus about what it was that they found inside. And I'm certainly not advocating burglary. This is what happened.
And we're going to talk about what was inside, but just to expand on that, Charlotte Iserby's father was Skull and Bones, and she was able to confirm, she's the one that gave Anthony Sutton all his documents, that what they said basically in that break-in was accurate.
Yes, and what they did, they said that they found a plaque on the wall that was from their German brothers. One of the interesting things, there was a series of human skulls, a picture of human skulls, and then in German, it was written, translated into English, which one is the wise man, which one is the beggar, which one is the king, and which one is the fool. Okay, and then this is an allegory that they teach to their members to illustrate their belief in no afterlife. And what's interesting is this is the same allegory, the same sort of riddle that was told to original Illuminati members back in Germany. Back in
the 1700s. It is Club 32, 322 on the door for the year that they founded it, but also the Masonic 32. It's just in everybody's face. And then Helmut Schmidt, as I mentioned, wrote a book, Men in Power as a Political Retrospective, where he says, oh, I love your Skull and Bones, I love your Bohemian Grove, but we have our own groves, but I go to theirs and we do the rituals. And I love our Germanic rituals. So, I mean, this is just all over the place, they're admitting this.
And, of course, Skull and Bones, one of the more well-known secret societies, people somewhat familiar with the symbolism, but now just think that it's a fraternity just for college kids. Skull and Bones, certainly not a fraternity. Fraternities, as you know, are just party houses, brotherhoods. There's no alcohol allowed, you know this, in the Skull and Bones tomb. So what kind of a fraternity doesn't allow alcohol in their club? This is not a fraternity. This is a postgraduate organization, a stepping stone.
This is you're going to die, and the only way for you to live on is to take over the planet through your children. Prepare for it. It's why this is a tomb. You're joining the Order of Death.
They have Sunday sessions and Thursday sessions, so they meet twice a week. Again, no alcohol is served. They have a big five-star chef come in and serve them lobster and steak.
And
they have
presidents and people come and visit them.
Yes, they have elders come in and give speeches to prepare these individuals for their potential path to an inside establishment role in life.
Stay right there, Mark Dice. This is a lot more interesting than deflated footballs.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Interested in free bitcoins? Stay tuned for more information. Are you worried about Big Brother watching your bank account? Frustrated with annoying fees? Concerned about unauthorized access to your account? What if there was a way to be your own bank? Bitcoin gives you a way to take back control of your money. The citizens of two large countries have already turned to Bitcoin when their economies collapsed. Unlike U.S. dollars, there is a limited number of Bitcoins. The government cannot simply decide to print more. 8 million people are already using Bitcoin anonymously, with 90,000 retailers accepting them. Investors have put $4 billion into Bitcoin, with millions more being invested daily. BitRush.com is based in Texas and provides the most profitable way to own Bitcoins. To receive your own free Bitcoins, you can visit us at www.bitrush.com. That's BITRUSH.com. Or call us at 1-800-200-8202. Again, that's BitRush.com or 1-800-200-8202 for free Bitcoins.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Way up north, way up north.
Well, Stanley Kubrick was a fan of his music. I've been a big fan of his music since I was in high school. Al Jorgensen of Ministry, who helped expose 9/11 as an inside job and other big moves, has been on the show before. I know he tunes into the broadcast. He says, I said, how long are you going to be on the show? He was in there on Skype. They were talking to him. And he said, until Alex surrenders. I mean, he's a feisty fellow, so we should see. He'll probably attack me when he first comes on. I've hung out with some record executives, some of the biggest in the country, when I was hanging out with some other folks, and they tell me nobody's as wild as Al. Nobody. And I was told that by one of the, probably the biggest record executive in the country, a household name for folks that know about that stuff. I'm not going to tell any of those stories, but the point is the wild man, the Ayatollah of rock and rolla, is going to be joining us coming up. Now, going back to Mark Dice, I'm going to invite back to an hour-long commercial-free. I'll have commercials at the start and front, but uninterrupted is the proper term, I guess, to use media parlance to the precise degree. Uninterrupted hour-long special with myself. In the next month, we can tape it and air it on the nightly news, talk about Inside Illuminati, because I want to go through the entire history of it with him. We've just scratched the surface here. The last 4 minutes we have left here, other points you want to add about Inside the Illuminati that I think is the best book condensing everything that's known about it. You have really put together a real tour de force here.
You know, Richard Nixon wrote in his book, in his memoirs, that, quote, if I were to give a speech that would give me the most, or if I were to choose a speech that would give me the most pleasure and satisfaction in my political career, it would be my lakeside speech at the Bohemian Grove in 1967. Because this speech traditionally was off the record, it received no publicity at the time, but in many important ways, it marked the first milestone on my road to the presidency. There is Richard Nixon in his own book, in his memoirs, admitting that the road to the presidency was kicked off in the Bohemian Grove. And of course,
he also called it the most GD faggy thing he'd ever seen. We have the tape of that, but I'm not going to play it.
Yes. Now, there's a photograph of him, of course, in the Berkeley University archives showing him sitting down with Ronald Reagan inside the Grove where they were discussing who was going to run for president and when, planning their future political careers. And we have a long list of people from George Washington to Richard Nixon to Henry Kissinger to Winston Churchill, the Rothschilds. The former mayor of New York, John Hyland.
British royalty. Back when the Cold War was supposedly going on in the 50s, they would have the foreign minister of Russia there.
All either also publicly talking about either the Illuminati or referencing them. I mean, you know, as you know, you played the clip, Dick Cheney joking about not mentioning that he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Hillary Clinton saying that she goes there to get them to get orders to be told what to do. We have a long list of people that have hinted at or openly admitted that there is an establishment inside.
Well, we shouldn't be concerned with that. We should worry about deflated footballs and, you know, little distractions. And the issue is, these aren't loving altruists that want to help us in secretly, like Batman. Or, you know, these aren't, you know, the billionaire philanthropist that wants to help you. No, they want to kill you and merge with machines. They believe it's their only chance of living forever. And creating this AI nightmare. And again, I'm not against technology. I'm against these people. Like, I'd love a ring of power, if you want to use that fable, that could help people. No, this was made by Sauron. It ain't going to be nice.
Yeah, I mean, transhumanism is really one of their ultimate goals, to evolve into gods, as you know, which goes perfectly in line with the Luciferian philosophy, with this satanic secret, the royal secret, as they call it, that one day will be announced, and we can see it being prepped with the celebrities to prepare the public to worship their Illuminati masters as holding the key to the secret to success. And that's ultimately, they'll offer mankind the supposed ability to become immortal gods.
And that's what we'll cover in the hour-long special coming up, is we'll recap this and then spend most of it on the celebrities and how that's the image. You sell out to the devil, you sell out to the Illuminati, you get all the power. The truth is, these people just want to enslave everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.